Today is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Announcements for today. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to give according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do? Because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be received from when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Thus is the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we see a rather interesting gospel, and sometimes it's somewhat misunderstood and leaves people somewhat dismayed. Insofar as the person who is in the parable is an unjust steward, he does things which are, of course, morally objectionable. And our Lord then commends him for it. As I say, it leaves someone somewhat dismayed at first glance. The fact of the matter, however, though, is this praise that's given by the Lord is of a qualified nature. It's a qualified nature because he talks about the fact that the steward is a little bit concerned about his future. And so he is very clever about what he does in order that he has a way out. And so because of that, in this way, the Lord praises him and says that at least he's been very prudent in doing these things so that he's not in a bad situation after he's let go by the Lord. It's, of course, the key to it is the comment that's made. It says that that the children of this world are much more wise than the children of light in their pursuits. Of course, the children of this world are looking for material benefits. They're looking for worldly gain. They're looking for the things of this life, this present life. And, of course, the children of light are looking for, of course, what will lead them to heaven. In a certain way, by praising the children of this world for their zeal, He is admonishing the children of light who are looking for their eternal goal. And we can kind of think about that in this world even today, the way people are who are seeking material gain, who are seeking material goals. They use a zeal and a cleverness and they use their faculties and ways to reach that goal, and they are very diligent in so doing. They spend a lot of time in order to try to make their goals, in order to achieve what they want. They work very hard at that, and they work every day tirelessly for years in order to reach that goal. If you think about a large company that's very profitable, they make sure that they get the very best employees. These employees study for years in order to attain the knowledge that they have, to have the talents they have, so that they can display these talents and use these talents in order for profit and gain. And they gather these people together in this corporation in order to make things so that they work very well, so that the company is very profitable, can achieve quite a bit. And so that they can, of course, financially be very well off. And, of course, make things and do things that are very useful for a man, at least in this life. It's all the time and energy, day in and day out, effort that goes into this. It's amazing what goes into this in order to make it so that it works. And Americans are actually known for this. They're very well known for this. They do this very well. Think of the athlete also, another person who struggles very hard in order to be the very best. If you go to a place like the training camp for the Olympics, Colorado Springs, they train hours every day without fail. They are very careful about what they do for their exercise, so that it makes them and trains them so that they're the very best that they can be. They watch their food intake so they take exactly the right number of calories and the right type of calories as well. They make sure that they do everything they possibly can in order to be able to achieve success. Military. You look at the military and you see what they do. They are such that when they come in and for boot camp, they make sure that everything that the people who are inducted into the military, they can do. They are such that they are trained in such a way that it's actually rather brutal what is done to them, in order so that they can, of course, be physically fit, ready to be deployed in combat, ready for anything that might come their way. These are just three examples of situations where people in this world, the children of this world, how they navigate through this life in order to achieve, in order to be the very best they possibly can, in order to achieve the goals that they set out to reach. Now take man who's trying to do spiritual things. Oh, yeah. The first thing they ask is, what's the least thing I have to do? Okay. What is the very least I have to do? How can I just get by? Okay. I have to go to Mass on Sunday. Right. All right. I have to fast and abstain on the days appointed. Okay. Well, maybe, let's see, Friday. I'm supposed to not have meat. Okay. Let's have the ultimate burger. Okay. It tastes like meat, but it really isn't. Let's try to push this to the limit. How can we just push this to the limit as much as possibly can? We do the very least we can so that we can just get by. Okay. Well, yeah, we kind of say a prayer here or there. Kind of do a few things. It's somewhat disconcerting to think that that's what they're doing. We encourage people to make a morning offering and to begin their day. In the morning offering, you say that you offer all your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. To whom? To God. So why are we trying to do the very least possible? Why are we trying to do it in the most, lowest denominator, trying to do the very least we possibly can, and we're doing this for whom? We're doing this for God. We're doing this to reach our eternal home, to reach heaven. If we really understood what our goal is, and if we really meditated upon what we're trying to do, our goal is much higher and the reward is much greater than anything that the children of this world could achieve. But how do we go about achieving that goal? We do so in such a way that we are put to shame by the children of this world. The children of this world put us to shame. They achieve their goals by a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. We want to achieve our goal by just doing the bare minimum, by just doing a little bit, by just, trying to even make it so that we don't have to do hardly anything. This is the situation that we have. And as I say, the goal is such that what we will receive as a reward is far greater than what the children of this world could ever receive. In fact, St. Paul talks about that a bit in the epistle for today's Mass. He says we are by our baptism and by who we are, having been baptized and been put in his church, we become sons of God. Sons of God. Sons of God, heirs, heirs of heaven. We are heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. We become sons of God by our baptism, by being incorporated into the mystical body of Christ. By being employee of a corporation or an athlete or a person in the military, that's not nearly as elevated as being a son of God. It means that it says we're joint heirs with Christ, which means we're brothers in Christ. Where our Lord Christ was such that he is a son of the only begotten Son of God by his nature, we are sons of God by adoption. And how do we act in this whole situation? What are we meant to do? As I say, we shouldn't be asking what we should do as a very minimum. We should be trying to do everything we can to achieve the goal and devote everything that we do in our day in order to achieve that goal, to work with great zeal, to work with the determination, to work with perseverance, to measure the means to the end and try to make sure that the means that we've chosen towards that end are such that it's commensurate with that end that we're ordained for. It's important. It's essential that we do this, and it's kind of a wake-up call when our Lord, it's kind of startling when he's praising the children of this world. He's, in a certain way, he's criticizing the children of light because they don't do what they're supposed to do. And so in all of this, we need to do our best. We need to devote ourselves to achieving these goals. We need to be tenacious in working towards those goals. We can't just be lukewarm. We can't just do it half-heartedly. And the way in which we do it is exemplified by the saints. The saints were zealous for the love of God. They worked heroically in order to achieve that. They were true athletes of Christ. They followed after our Lord, and they did their very best for him. That's the example that's put up for us. They are our heroes and heroines, and they are the ones that we look to for that example that we are meant to follow. We can't just take heaven if we're going to do it half-heartedly. We won't make the goal. We won't reach our destination. And of course, the saint of saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary, is one who showed us very much what we are to do. She was faithful in all things, working to devote everything that she had to her divine Son. And that is the example that is given to us, and that's what we are to follow. And so let us take that admonition from this gospel and incorporate it in our daily lives. Let's try to make it so that we are zealous for the things of God, that we work every day to carry out what is necessary, and we pay attention not only to the goal, but also to the means to that goal, and take a care to make sure that we pay attention to the details that are necessary to pay attention to in order to reach that goal, so that we can certainly be as zealous as the children of this world in order to reach our goal and to be able to be such that we are able to see God face to face, and to be in the company of the saints for all eternity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.